In today's episode, I want to focus on a couple of simple but important reminders prompted by some time away last week. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We took last week off. I was out of town for most of the week. And again, I've talked about this before. That's a little atypical. I feel like I get a little bit out of the rhythm. But I want to say, one of the things I want to say is that's a good thing. And even theologically or in terms of our Christian faith, it's important periodically to rest and to take a break. And I was able to do that with two of my children and my lovely wife last week. We had a wonderful time traveling nearby in the state of Wisconsin. And I guess I want to say, I hope you're having a chance to do a little bit of R&R this summer as well. And I think I've talked about that a little more exhaustively in a few other episodes. We'll see if we can dig some of those up and link to them as a playlist or an individual episode in case you want to pursue that more. But I just want to begin with giving you the permission or the encouragement or the blessing to take some time for yourself and rest and refresh and allow God to meet you in that sort of quiet time. So that's the first thing that's on my mind. The second thing is part of our time away was actually spent with some relatives who are downsizing, I guess I would say moving, which meant that Amy and I had the opportunity to go through some materials from a long time ago. And Amy and I actually did that in our own house not too long ago when we did a small project in our basement and we had to go through things and sort of throw out a bunch of stuff. And I this is a simple but important point. I as I was going through some of those materials, you know, these were programs and letters and emails that these family members had saved, photographs, correspondence, all kinds of things. None of them profound or in themselves, but as I went through them, I was struck by the fact that the person, again, this maybe this sounds incredibly obvious, and if it does, I guess so be it, but the person I am today is a result of the person who has been making his way to this point for many years with the help and support and love and assistance of a whole lot of other people with friends and family, encouraging me, challenging me with authors who I've encountered who have taught me things, with professors. And I guess I, in addition to encouraging you today to take a little time this summer, if you can, for some R&R, I'd also like to encourage you today to just pause for a moment and reflect on who you are today as a result of the gifts, the blessings, the encouragement, the support of other people who have walked alongside of you in your life. Or maybe you're the person you are today because bad, traumatic things have happened. How have those events changed you, and how have you perhaps overcome them with the help of other people or with God's help? I just think it's important, or again, I was struck by realizing profoundly that I think one way to talk about it is recency bias. We sort of think of things that have happened recently as being the most important because they're right now. I don't know if I'm using that phrase in exactly the right way, but I was just reminded of how incredibly foundational all of the events, all of the people, all of the experiences I've had in my life have brought me to where I am today. And I found myself just feeling profoundly grateful for all of those for bringing me to this point. And so again, I would encourage you to pause today and give thanks for all of the events and activities and people who've made you what you are. That's the main thing I wanted to say. Final quick thing I'll point out. This coming weekend in worship, the gospel reading is the story of the Good Samaritan, which I will be preaching on. I think I will anyway. We haven't gotten to the weekend yet, but that's my assumption. So, you know, that is probably one of the best known stories ever told And I would be interested if you are so inclined, I've mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. If you can get back to me before the weekend, if you have questions about that narrative or things you'd like teased out about it, or if there's a quandary about it that you've never really understood, could you let me know that so that as I'm preaching about it, I can maybe be responsive to some of the questions you have about that really important, beautiful story told by Jesus 2,000 years ago. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I hope the summer is treating you well. It's good to be back with you. And until next time, as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.